Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Connected up to the network that is in Minnesota, and I'm your host, Alex Jones, down here in Austin, Texas. We have the international coordinator and spokesman for the National Front of France, known better for their leader, Le Pen, coming up in the second hour, and from the riot-ravaged France, from Paris, that is now going into its 20th day of burning, racial attacks, pouring gasoline on people, cars burning by the thousands every day, homes being burned, nursery schools being burned, and if you talk about it, you're evil, you're bad. If you say that it's because the young youth have been downtrodden and that they're just loving everyone, well, then suddenly you're a good person that everyone can basically love. And then coming up in the third hour, we have the president of the National Taxpayers Union coming on. It's serious. It isn't a joke. It's really happening. It's in the pages of foreign newspapers, the BBC, The Guardian, you name it. It is being reported. It is confirmed. The United Nations is moving to take over the Internet. They are moving right now to take over the Internet. And to regulate it and to tax it, and our government, while on the surface acting like they're fighting it, is going along with it. So big-time world government developments that are unfolding. And even if you don't use the Internet, believe me, this affects you. This matters. This is a very big deal. Masses of other key news coming up as well. Stay with us. PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com.
Alex Jones. Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. It is the 15th day of November 2005. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, Austin, Texas. We'll be here for the next 2 hours and 51 and a half minutes. This is the second segment of this worldwide transmission against tyranny. The National Front, headed up by Le Pen, the World War II hero fighting them Nazis. And he just simply said, look, I'm reading all the illegal alien and legal alien literature. They're saying they're going to kill us, they're going to take over, they're going to destroy France, they're going to make it an Islamicist republic, they're going to make it an African republic, and I'm just not going to put up with it. And so we need to stop the record levels of legal immigration and restrict the illegal immigration down to reasonable levels. And so 4 years ago, is it 5 years ago, the howling, the screaming, the pulling out of the hair, the frothing, Le Pen, he's probably secretly a Nazi. Yeah, he just fought the Nazis. Killed a bunch of Nazis. It just didn't hold water. All he simply did was address foreign invaders. And, you know, the La Reconquista La Raza crowd that says kill all white males above the age of 16 or 16 or older, and the, you know, some of the black crowd out there, it's a minority, who says kill every white male, kill every white woman, kill every white baby. Why kill the white woman? Because she's the military manufacturing center. We read similar literature and we decry it and people try to criticize us, but it isn't working anymore. 20 days of rioting and burning and, yes, murdering. They're actually targeting and killing white people. And the globalists love it. And as I predicted, France is saying, oh, no, we're going to give all these young people more welfare and more money and bring even more foreigners in with all this welfare. And, oh, it's all our fault. And, oh, you're so good. Ooh. Again, that's what the elite government wants. Because whether you're black or you're white or you're polka-dotted with a rooster tail, I don't care. They don't want you being self-sufficient and having enough money to be able to live your own life without government control. They want you in their system. And France is one of the worst at doing this, and the French people, one of the bastions of Western culture and society, are starting to wake up to it and starting to get sick and tired of it, and they're not going to put up with it. But the La Reconquista crowd, you know, could have some claim to the Southwest, some claim that, you know, this is the mythical Aztec kingdom. I mean, it's ridiculous. It doesn't hold water, but it holds more water. It's kind of like a sieve. The water drips out of it quite rapidly, but not as fast as the La Reconquista crowd they've got over in France and other areas of Europe. I mean, it's like having a pot with no bottom. It just instantly goes right through. And these crowds, it's been videotaped, it's in the newspapers overseas, not in our news, total news blackout, are chanting, this is our country, we're taking it over, this is ours now, you need to leave, we're going to kill you. Oh, you're going to kill me. I love you so much. Here, take over. But that's exactly what the government is doing over there. So we have the mild National Front. They are mild. Joining us coming up in the second hour, we're going to have the international spokesperson for Le Pen, for the National Front, on in the second hour. And then continuing the fight against the globalists in the third hour. It is happening. It is not a joke. This is a press release from the National Taxpayers Union, and it's up on Drudge right now on the right-hand side of the page. We also have it posted on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv and Infowars.net. Study predicts political economic turmoil if UN's internet governance scheme succeeds. And this is all part of the larger global takeover. And we're going to have their president on in the third hour. Alexandria, Virginia, as United Nations officials meet tomorrow in Tunisia to plot strategies for a new worldwide internet governance structure, an issue brief from the 350,000-member National Taxpayers Union warns that such schemes could choke political freedoms and soak taxpayers. And here's the quote. After so many conspiracy hoaxes over the years, no, you just didn't pay attention. We would post official UN documents, and then the national news would say it was a hoax, and so you would believe it. There's always been public plans for the last decade to take over the net and tax it, and now it's public. Okay, now they're just openly trying it. After so many conspiracy hoaxes over the years, there is now a serious, ominous effort to replace the efficient, an adaptable nonprofit entity guiding the internet with a new UN-sponsored agency, said NTU Government Affairs Manager and Issue Brief author Christina Rosman. The study traces the push of government-dominated online environment to the Working Group on Internet Governance, WGIG, created by the UN in response to detractors of the current U.S.-based international corporation for assigned names and numbers. I remember reading BBC articles 10 years ago when I hardly knew how to use the Internet, you know, back in 95 when I was just getting on the Internet, later than some, just learning how to do email and such things, where the UN said, we're going to own all the domain names. We're going to control. We're going to decide if you deserve that name. And we're going to give it portions of the net's governance to NGOs and universities and private corporations, and you'll have to get a subdomain through them. And now, 4 years ago, start hearing Internet 2 say the same thing, and it's the exact same people, it's the exact same program, and it's taxation, tracking, no free speech, the ADL's involved, pushing this, so is the Democratic Party, to restrict free speech online. And finally, the National Taxpayers Union, pretty big group, mainstream, says all that in this lengthy, it's a long article, but it says, But let's just get into it. Censorship. These are little news bullets they put in here. Despite having made a declaration of support for freedom of speech, many WGIG members come from nations that severely curtail the right. China, for example, is one of the most restrictive and sophisictated internet control mechanisms in the world. Just as UN bodies have been co-opted by non-democratic governments, an international internet commission chaired by China might not be far off, and that's admitted in the UN report. Taxes. Since the internet's infancy, the UN has crafted detailed proposals. I'm glad you mentioned that. So where's the conspiracy? To tax online traffic. It's publicly announced. National Taxpayers Union has calculated that a 99 plan for a bit tax adjusted for today's number of internet users would raise $12 trillion in 2005 alone. That's right. That's right. $12 trillion. And we've looked at this. This is conservative. I remember a report on this about 7 years ago, and it said like $5 trillion. Memory serves. Roughly equal to America's gross domestic product, even less ambitious money-raising models, such as the independent Switzerland-based Digital Solidarity Fund, could feasibly be transformed into future collectors of compulsory internet taxes and fees. They already tag it on to your internet service. They already tag it on to your telecommunication service. They already tag on. If you look at your phone bill, your cell bill, it's all this international use fee, national use fee. I mean, I discover new taxes I pay every month, folks. Continues, bureaucratic corruption. Given recent oil for food scandals, UN-style internet agencies would present the inherent risk of giving ruling members of regimes and developing world shiny new computers rather than furnishing the poor with internet access. Although the U.S. State Department and more recently federal lawmakers are moving to oppose a UN internet takeover, they are not. Oh, man, I tell you. The ICANN officials are advocating privatization. The author contends that vigorous opposition to WGIG's plans for taxpayers around the world is vital. And it goes on to where they actually admit they want to regulate and restrict and all that. Let me tell you what's happening here. And if I had the time, I'd write an article about it, and I'd find all the hyperlinks, and we've done this in the past. I wish one of you great computer brains out there would go do the research, put us together our article, and send it to us, and we research it, and it's accurate. We'll post it. I can't do it all. Let me just boil down what's happening right now, and then I got to move on. They are masters at the false choice. You get a Republican, you get a Democrat. Here's your choice. It's no choice at all. It's like, I'm going to punch you in the face with my left arm, my left fist, or I'm going to punch you in the face with my right. Now, you make a decision. Which one do you want? Well, I don't want either. I'm going to cut off your right hand or your left hand. Which do you want? That's no choice at all. It's the illusion of choice. And I, for one, am sick of it. ICANN is openly trying to hand over control to Internet 2. They've had the symposiums in Austin, Chicago, London. I have stayed up hours every night when they finally released their report and to read the minutes of the meetings and text of speeches, and it is nightmarish. No more Internet, folks. No more free speech. No more nothing. And a few months ago when they shut down that fight between Cogent and Level 3 and 25% of the net was shut off, that's just a taste, okay? They're going to let it deteriorate, all the major hubs die, and they are already creating all the new hubs and the new fiber optic paid for with taxpayer money to be given to 50 universities and corporations, a public-private NGO partnership. And so that's the, quote, choice you're being given from ICANN. And then the United Nations is saying, no, we're going to have this big body over and we're going to do all this. It's the exact same thing. Actually, the UN is at these meetings and they're actually pushing for this. So this is Agenda 21, integration of the economy under regulatory systems to take this vital industry and this vital national security backbone that America dominates and to give it to the world. And our government's openly trying to sign deals with China, France, England, others on hate speech and international regulations. And Americans are being arrested and shipped to Europe very quietly because they, quote, violated laws because they published on the net. And then that was read and printed off in Europe. And you go, well, I'm not for the Nazis. Well, it's going to be anti-war activists next. And by the way, Australia is on the verge of passing a law. Any criticism of the war, you're instantly going to serve 7 years in prison. This isn't a joke, folks. It's happening in every nation. No free speech. Men in black uniforms coming to literally take you to a work camp. Okay? This is public, in your face. It's out in the news today.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Moitas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes the history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Attention drivers, poor fuel quality is on its way to your local gas station. Due to fuel shortages, the EPA has relaxed environmental standards. On top of that, fuel refiners have reduced detergents in fuel by 50% over the last 5 years. Poor fuel restricts injectors and deposits build up in your car's combustion chambers. What does this mean for your vehicle? Poor mileage and reduced performance in a time of record fuel prices. There is an answer. Protect a complete fuel system treatment cleans injectors and combustion chambers to 95% of new and only one tank full. Plus, a special mileage improver designed and fleet tested by a major oil company to improve mileage even on new cars by up to 4%. The mileage improvement lasts for an entire oil change, so quit wasting unburned fuel and get more when you treat your car right with Protecta. Go to www.sfrcorp.com for a free shipping offer. That's sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1. That's 888-873-7371.
The international spokesman for the National Front, Le Pen, to talk about the situation in France. France won't be known now as the Eiffel Tower. It'll just be the country where you go and everyone's rioting and burning things and the government grovels. Professor Jones exposes controlled demolition of WTC on MSNBC. Tucker Carlson, visibly shaken, attempts to keep Jones from presenting evidence. That's coming up later in the hour. And here's a little article I wrote this morning. Today I had a chance to see Tucker Carlson attempt to grill BYU physics professor Dr. Stephen Jones. Carlson implied that the professor was aiding evil terrorists in the Middle East. He said, "Ooh, I bet they're really celebrating in Islamabad." He never gave the professor more than 10 seconds without interrupting him. Professor Jones is to be commended, though, because he made the key point that Building 7 wasn't hit by an airplane and that molten steel was found in the basements of all three buildings weeks later, when only massive amounts of thermite explosives could cause this effect. The good news is that the controlled press is on the defensive more and more and is being forced to respond to the alternative media that, in many cases, rivals government-controlled organs of propaganda and, in some cases, is now eclipsing them. I've never seen Tucker Carlson so upset. He looked like a scared little boy. His body language screamed inner conflict. You can tell that he knows that it's true, that what happened on 9/11 is an inside job, and that he fought with his producers to even be able to get Jones on, and that he was supposed to attack Jones, but whereas in the past many of the people he attacked he disagreed with Jones he feels like Judas. I mean, really, that's what I got from him. He looked guilty, he looked upset, he was looked like he was sweating, he was freaking out, gibbering, wouldn't let him talk. Well, the only thing that even neared an effective attack on Carlson's part was his line about how a fuel oil tank under Building 7 made it collapse. The problem with this four-year-old conspiracy theory is that FEMA has long since retracted it and now says they don't know why Building 7 fell. Oh, yeah, that's the official story. Oh, yeah, fire we don't think could do it. Okay, you're right. We just don't know. Don't forget the Madrid building. It burned for over 36 hours, over 70% of its floors, and 100-foot white-hot flame shooting towards the sky, yet none of its major supports even bent. Metal desk in the center of the Madrid inferno, while blackened, were still usable. So we have that report up on Infowars.com, and under it we're going to put a link to the Madrid fire story that we wrote for PrisonPlanet.com. But right now, the story is exclusive to Infowars.com. You can go up there to the site. So many people are hitting it right now and having trouble downloading it to play it on air. We have it downloaded, but it hiccups and burps. And it's burping up on the MSNBC website. We've got a hyperlink over to that. So we'll try to put it onto our servers so we can better stream it to you. But, again, you can go up to Infowars.com and watch that, or just wait a few minutes, and we're going to be getting that for you. Hopefully, the wonderful crew can do that before we get Le Pen's spokesman on, who speaks English. Le Pen speaks pretty good English, but we're going to have their international spokesman on first, and then we might be getting Le Pen on. And for a few weeks, we've been trying to get Hugo Chavez on, and luckily, my wife does speak Spanish, and we're maneuvering and trying to do that. And Greg Palast has said some nice things about me, and he's interviewed Chavez quite a few times. So we're going to try to use that as a caveat in to get Mr. Chavez on. Some really good news: Chavez hates Vicente Fox, says that he's owned by the United States and is a puppet, and that's absolutely true. As usual, Chavez is dead on, and they withdrew their ambassadors and their diplomatic corps from Mexico and have called them stooges. Now, stooges of the bankers, by the way. If you read fully what Chavez said on his weekly TV show, he called them stooges of the bankers. He's not stupid. He knows the American people are not evil and are not bad. In fact, he talks about us being captured by the international bankers. And believe me, they are not pleased about that at all. And because Fox threw fits and insulted Chavez and Venezuela over not capitulating to total enslavement under the free trade area of the Americas that Rush Limbaugh and all this scum pushes, so-called conservatives, they have withdrawn their ambassadors and are breaking off diplomatic ties with the 51st state, Mexico. Let me just tell all the La Reconquista crowd. You see, you wonder why the big banks are funding the breakdown of the Southwest. It's because they're actually annexing you. Do you understand that? And us right along with it into their international union. We're fighting for Mexico's sovereignty here. We're fighting for the United States' sovereignty here. We're fighting for the little man. Thank God the little man, as that Alan Jackson song goes.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol? Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch, for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
In the past few years, millions of Americans have made the switch to natural products. Herbs, minerals, vitamins, and essential oils are now being recognized as the safest and most effective products in the quest for good health. Introducing Vitamir mouthwash and toothpaste. Vitamir has created unique and natural patented formulas that set them apart from any other oral hygiene products. The folks at Vitamir have blended zinc, folic acid, myrrh, and clove oil into gentle but effective products that freshen your breath and fight gum disease. Good health starts in your mouth, and regular use of Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash is a powerful frontline defense against gingivitis, bleeding gums, and folks with braces or dentures will love that clean, fresh, just from the dentist office feeling. And once you've tried Vitamir, you just may find that no other toothpaste or mouthwash will do. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order Vitamir mouthwash and toothpaste today. You'll be glad you did, and so will that special someone in your life. Call 877-817-9829 to order Vitamir oral hygiene products today. Try Vitamir and you'll feel that squeaky clean sensation others just talk about.
Number to join us is 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. I have articles here out of Australia. We've been talking about them for the last month, but there's a big battle where if you criticize the government, any of its military actions, that's considered aiding terrorists. That's what Michael Weiner says on the radio. He says, if you criticize the troops, that age terrorists, you should be arrested and put in a camp, and we shouldn't have to pay for you to be in the camp, so you should be a slave. Word for word. Well saying that. They're saying 7 years in prison, or even longer in some cases, but an average of 7 years for any criticism. And the National Union of Journalists is going to them and saying, well, could we be exempt? Instead of saying, how dare you? You want to be Nazis? Instead of that, they're just going and groveling to them. So that's coming up. But right now, I want to go back to the article and the video clip that we have up on Infowars.com right now. Professor Jones exposes controlled demolition of WTC on MSNBC. Tucker Carlson, visibly shaken, attempts to keep Jones from presenting the evidence. I want to go ahead and roll this clip off the internet. I think it should do okay. And we'll analyze this propaganda. And then we'll come back and cover some other news and take your calls. Go ahead and hit it.
On television, two planes
crashing into the World Trade Center. Less than a couple of hours later, both towers, of course, collapsing. My next guest says that hijackers may not have brought down the towers by themselves. Here to explain his controversial theory, Stephen Jones. He's a professor of physics at Brigham Young University in Provo, Utah. Professor Jones, thanks for coming on.
Sure, thanks, Tucker.
Just sum up this, obviously, your theory, just the one sentence that I just explained in the intro, contradicts what we all think we know about how these towers collapsed. Quickly sum up your explanation for what happened.
Well, I'd like to start with this paper that you referred to. It's available online. What I'm doing, Tucker, is presenting evidence for, but it's a hypothesis to be tested. That's a big difference from a conclusion. And so I just wanted to clarify that. But to sum up, I've looked at the official reports by FEMA and so on.
Yes.
Regarding the collapse of of these buildings.
Right.
I'd like to look at the collapse of Building 7 in just a minute. It was not even hit by a jet,
okay,
so we should look at that.
The two towers, the explanation has been that the fire inside was so intense that it weakened the structural steel and that each floor collapsed down upon the next in a pancake fashion and they imploded in on themselves. Is that essentially, I think, what people think?
Yeah, that's basically it, yeah. And so what I've done is to analyze these reports. Yeah, but I would like to do a little experiment with you, Tucker, if I could. I sent out a video clip of the collapse of Building 7 because most people haven't actually seen that one, and that's the crux of the argument that I'm presenting.
Okay, to sum up very quickly the argument for us, you believe there were explosives in the buildings planted by someone, detonated.
Well, yeah.
Is that correct?
In other words, the hypothesis to be tested is... there's two hypotheses here. One is fire and damage caused all three buildings to collapse.
Okay.
The other is that explosives in the buildings may have caused the collapse. And so then we analyze and see which fits the data better. And I've done that in my 25-page paper.
I want to read you a quote from the Deseret Morning News, a paper in Utah from you. I'm quoting now. It is quite plausible that explosives were pre-planted in all three buildings and set off after the two plane crashes, which were actually a diversion tactic. Muslims are probably not to blame for bringing down the World Trade Center buildings after all. That's, I would think, pretty offensive to a lot of people listening. Do you have any evidence for that?
Not to the Muslims, I might say.
Well, that's a good.
Had a lot of emails.
I'm sure your writings have been greeted with glee in Islamabad and Peshawar and places like that. But for Americans,
well, I haven't received any notes from there. But just good people. I have Muslim friends. Let me read, for example. But I'm not going to let you off the hook. I really want to do this experiment with you.
We don't have a lot of time for experiments, Professor. But if you could just give us one thing to hold on to. How you make these claims or appear to make these claims? Do you have any evidence that there were bombs in the building?
Sure. Let's start with the collapse of Building 7. Can you roll the video clip that I sent to you?
Okay, I'm not sure if we can, but to specify, that is World Trade Center Building number 7,
try.
Smaller than the other two, was not hit by a plane, of course, yet it collapsed.
Right, it's 47 stories.
That's right.
24 steel columns in the center.
Right.
Trusses asymmetrically supported. Now, I can't see what you're seeing, so
we just see the building. And just so our viewers know, the explanation that I think is conventional is that there was a large tank of diesel fuel stored in the lower level of that, which caught fire, and the resulting fire collapsed the building.
Well, that's basically it. Yeah, as we read in the FEMA report, it says here, and I put this in my paper, of course, the best hypothesis, which is the only one they looked at, the fire, has only a low probability of occurrence. Further investigation, analyses are needed to resolve this issue, and I agree with that.
Okay.
But they admit there's only a low probability. And if you look at the collapse, you see what I've studied is the fall time, the symmetry, the fact that it first dips in the middle, that's called the kink, which is very characteristic, of course, controlled demolition.
Professor, I am sorry that we are out of time, and I'm not sure that...
Whoa. One other thing I want to mention
about... Okay, if you can hit it
quickly. All right. There. Okay, here we go. Molten metal in the basements of all three buildings.
Right.
And yet all scientists now reasonably agree that the fires were not sufficiently hot to melt the steel. So what is this molten metal? It's a direct evidence for the use of high-temperature explosives such as thermite. Thermite produces molten iron as an end product.
Okay.
So we do have... it's a very short time, but people will read the paper. Then I talk about the molten metal, the symmetry of the collapse, and the weaknesses and inadequacies of the fire hypothesis.
Professor, we're going to have to leave it to our viewers who are interested enough to follow up to do just that. We appreciate your coming on, even if I don't understand your theories. We appreciate you trying to explain them. Thanks.
Okay. Thank you, Tucker.
All right. Now, let's go through... I wrote a little article this morning. I guess there's more I need to add to that. And that's really this, that he's challenging people to disprove the hypothesis, which you cannot disprove. He knows that if you try to disprove it, you'll look at the evidence, which most people haven't done, and go, oh my goodness, this is impossible. FEMA says it's a very low probability of fire causing it to collapse. They now say it was not the little oil tank, ladies and gentlemen, that caused that to happen. Well, FEMA may say a low probability. There is no probability. It's never happened in models. It's never happened in hundreds of real-world fires in large buildings. Then we also hear that from Tucker Carlson that the pancake theory caused this. And on the literal, there's 10 different TV shows that I've read about or seen or have been sent by listeners. Why Do the Towers Fall? And, you know, Frontline specials and Nova specials and History Channel and Discovery Channel and NBC specials. I mean, just there's 10 that I've seen or read about. And it's all the same propaganda. They say the building was unusual. Nothing was in the center. It was hollow. It had the biggest support columns ever in any building up until that time. It's just, what was it, 48 of them? Last week I said 24. That was incorrect. I went and looked it up. Giant support columns. And the FEMA report and the congressional report and the whitewash report put out by the 9/11 Commission with Bush's cronies says that there were no columns. Well, you can instantly verify that's not true. It's like saying there's no engine in that bus driving down the street that I just saw drive past my window. You're like, well, it's rolling down the street. It's got smoke coming out the smokestack. You can go prove it's got an engine. The publicly studied designs of it admit it. I have a PBS 10-hour plus special, 5 videotapes, 2 hours long apiece, called New York. And 30 minutes of one of those programs is building the World Trade Center. And it shows, and it goes, the biggest columns ever. And it shows them building it with the columns in the middle. We have the actual video. We put a clip of it in my film, Martial Law. I mean, go to any major department at a university that teaches architecture, and they study the World Trade Center. It's one of the most studied buildings ever. Because it was a marvel at the time it was built, and still is. 210-story buildings. 210-story buildings. But they just say it doesn't exist, and so they know 99% of you are never going to go research what the building had in it, or you're never going to see that show on PBS showing the giant pillars. I mean, PBS has shows on saying there were no pillars, and then literally the next day, the New York special comes on, they air it all the time, and there it is building it with the giant columns. The biggest ever used in a building, incredibly strong. And then they cut to the designer saying it could take multiple planes. Yamasaki, who died before 9/11, it cuts to the chief engineer who did die on 9/11 saying the same thing in the very same show. But let's just ignore that. It doesn't matter that it, I mean, it's like saying I don't have bones in my body. Actually, Alex Jones collapsed into a bowl of Jell-O because he didn't have any bones. Everybody knows I have bones in me. I mean, it's that level of just in-your-face lies. I had a bunch of other notes here. They wouldn't roll his video. They had told him they were going to roll his video. They wouldn't roll his video when it came time of the penthouse blowing, the crimp, or as they call it, that little V forming in the top, the kink. So right in the central column, you see the boom, and even a little squib or a little ejection, a little You know, as it happens, you see the blast port venting. And then it starts falling, it collapses, just like every other controlled demolition, done with total precision, takes weeks, in some cases months, to set this up. And then it all falls in on itself in a beautiful little pile in buildings 25 feet away. I've been there and measured it. I've been there. Right there. There are buildings, you know, 25-story buildings. One's like 15 stories, one's 25 stories, one's the post office. Right up against it. I mean, it's unbelievably close to where that building was. Nothing happened to them. Because buildings don't fall down like that. I mean, that's the precision. That's why it takes so long to do controlled demolitions like this, to have them fall into such perfect little piles. And it was an A+. It was a creme de la creme controlled demolition. And it was the perfect building to do it. The Department of Defense, CIA, FBI, NSA, other covert operations. That building was a hive of evil. The FEMA command center, the city command center. Unbelievable. Then they lied about who died in there. It turns out cops died, firefighters died, and a senior Secret Service agent died. You saw a little too much. Yeah, you can just pile the bodies up in there and there's no problem. Get rid of it when you want to, and then tell the world to just forget about it. And there was a lot of other things they talked about, but one thing Carlson said is, give us one thing we can hold on to. You haven't given us one thing. You know, we all know this. We all think this. Well, number one, everyone doesn't think that, Carlson. Your former home, CNN, had a poll a year ago in November, early November, Anderson Cooper, November 10th, it's in my film, I have it stamped in my brain. You can see it in Martial Law. The November 10th, they had a poll, and over 18,000 respondents, and 90%, after an hour-long demonization program on Anderson Cooper telling us that conspiracy theories are evil and terrorists acted alone and all this other, their conspiracy theories, guys in a cave did all this, made NORAD stand down. Made buildings collapse, you know, made all this happen, called public official and told them not to fly. You know, Bin Laden did all that. 90%, Carlson. They had a Zogby poll with 50% there in New York. So don't tell us we all believe like you do. We don't all believe and ooh, look at Jones. He's out there on the outside. He's some type of fruitcake. There are a lot of other prominent people telling it like it is. I've actually seen Tucker Carlson sit there and make fun of people about the JFK assassination when in national polls, 92% on average believe the government was involved in his killing. So 8% of you, again, are going to sit up there like we're a bunch of kooks, like we're a bunch of weirdos, and just tell us all that we're nuts. When we come back, we'll go to Joe and we'll go to Steve and a few others, and then we've got the folks on from Le Pen. That's coming up. The start of the next hour from the National Front to give us a report on what's happening in over there with the French, with the Crapus. That's their nickname from the Redcoats. The Redcoats have that nickname for them, the Toads, not just the Frogs, the Crapus. Why I'm babbling like this, I have no idea, but we'll go to break here and we'll come back and talk about it. If you want to get a film that documents how they blew up Building 7, Larry Silver King admitting it, the crimp, the squibs, the ejection ports, the bombs going off, the firefighter tapes admitting it, all of it, if you want the film that tells it all, 20 minutes of the three-hour film is on Building 7 alone, over an hour on 9/11 itself. It's a mini-series, three different films in one, $25.95, Martial Law, get it, give it as a Christmas gift, give it as a Christmas present, give it as a birthday present, give it to your neighbor, make copies of it, get Martial Law, get it out to people today, do not wait, this film needs to be seen, we need to expose the murderers, expose the killers before they carry out more terror attacks, the White House memo right now. Being circulated to Republican leaders says we need a big catastrophic event bigger than 9/11. They need something bigger to get us angry and sad and to use our sorrow to continue their agenda. This is now public. It's even in PNAC documents before that saying we need these attacks, how helpful they'd be. Well, it isn't helpful to your children's future. It isn't helpful to your bank account. It isn't helpful to our industries. It isn't helpful to our liberties and freedoms. They're trying to take us over right now, but we're a big elephant, folks. It's hard for them to gobble us. And if you go kicking and screaming, they can't cram us down the throat. They need you to lay there sedate, watching the football game, so they can try to swallow us. Even if we were sedate, it'd be hard to do. Okay, so please get martial law. Don't let them swallow us. Fight them. Kick and scream. Tooth and nail. Infowars.com to order via the safe, secure online shopping cart. That's infowars.com. Or now moved and it upgraded servers, an even better system, and we found out one of the streaming problems was encoding. That's being fixed. PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day. All my films, my weekly TV reports, my book, Paul Watson's book, my best audio files from the radio show, the best interviews, PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day, and that supports our internet and what we're doing and my three webmasters. PrisonPlanet.tv, or call toll-free right now to order the videos or books, 1-888-253-3139. Don't wait, call now, 1-888-253-3139. Join us in the fight against the New World Order. Be part of the big win. Come on in and join us for the big win. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power mad cult of death that has sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the document of truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv. You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flowed through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Jean-Michel Girard will be joining us coming up in about 10 minutes. Director of Foreign Affairs for the National Front, the nationalistic pro-France organization that, of course, is demonized. Doesn't want to go along with the global government. So that's coming up. Right now, let's go to your calls. Let's go ahead and talk to Joe in Wisconsin. Joe, thanks for holding. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. I was going to ask you to plug your video, but since you already did...
lavished it, yes.
I was going to plug another one. The makers of the Outfox video just came out with their newest one, the Walmart, the high cost of low price. I went to go see it yesterday, and I didn't know whether I wanted to applaud or cry or just give accolades. But what they did afterwards was they asked everybody in the audience if they would host this, you know, just like your videos. Take it, show it, give private screenings, and this is not going to be released in a major theater, and it was completely
gratis. You know what? That's a good idea, and I'll end up forgetting. Mail me a copy, Express. I will talk to them, and perhaps I should show it at the Alamo Drafthouse locally, and perhaps I should carry it. What is it, put out by Disinfo?
It's www.walmartmovie.com. And what they're doing is they're distributing DVDs, and you can probably just quote anything you want out of it. I don't know if they have any copyright papers for you to sign, but I'm
Their last video was all fair use Fox TV anyway, so that'd be the pot calling the kettle black if they did. But regardless, I'll just that's a good idea. I'll get them on the show. And I hate Walmart, and so we'll talk about it. We'll expose it. Anything else?
Through all their practices, like storing their materials illegally, causing economic collapse.
Hey, bro, 2 years ago when we first started hearing about Walmart making you work extra hours, I worked at Walmart for like 6 months in college. And, I mean, literally the guy would say, okay, you're off the clock, but I need you to go unload 200 batteries.
It's in the video. They said that you are expected to work off the clock, and they used to tell managers exactly how to cut costs, and it was cutting the employees' benefits. And they don't call you an employee. They call you an associate. So you're not even an employee anymore.
Yeah, they try to do that on the surface. Ooh, you're a partner. No. It's saying they have no lot. Listen, folks, you know me. I don't get up here and talk bad about employers I've had. I've had some bad ones. I mean, I've worked on golf courses. I've worked on ranches. But the point is, Walmart, I mean, literally, I guess I was kind of stupid, but I remember actually going and unloading batteries and stuff and then not getting paid for it. And finally, I said to the guy, you know, I need to stay on the clock to do that. And he's like, sort of being mean to me. I just said, you know what? You can take this job and shove it, like that country song says. But no, I mean, that was like 12 years ago, bro. I mean, they've been doing this forever.
They did a study, and they said that when a company is in the same city as Walmart, you're going to lose 50% of your business, period. So you can't survive like that.
Well, again, it's a race to the bottom. It's like illegal aliens by the millions. They drive down our standard of living. Thanks for the call. Great points. I mean, it's just bad for everybody, including the illegal aliens, over time. It lowers the quality of life. We get what we demand, folks. And most Walmart manufacturers have to sell to them at below manufacturing costs. You're like, well, how do they stay in business? They use Walmart because they're 36% of the world market now, even higher in the U.S., about 45%. They use Walmart to tool out their factories and to do it, and it's just a cost of business, and then they actually pass it on to you. So you're paying, you know, $6 for a Gillette 20-pack, and Walmart's paying $3. They just pass that on to your company, your store, until pretty soon you can't compete. And that's not free market, boys and girls. That's not free market. Free market is real competition. I'm all for it. I am not for predatory, mafioso feeding. And so, it's probably been a year since I've been in Death Mart. And before that, I was probably going twice a year. Do not set foot in them.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.